Edging slowly around the corner, Ryan glanced quickly both ways.
Nothing. Let's go. Drop the lever once everyone's out, JP, and we'll take a look.
One of the most common factors in all the redoubts that they'd visited through the Matren systems was that the passage beyond the control room almost always ran a short way to the left and then ended in a blank wall of bare stone, as though the gateways were always at one of the burrow ends of the complexes. This one was no exception. Less than 30 yards from the open door of the control area, the curved walls came to an abrupt stop.
Other way.
What's the sign say over the sec door?
It says, entry forbidden to all but B-12 cleared personnel and above. Mat Transunit, Project Cerberus, over Project Whisper. Did I get that last bit right?
You did well.
Almost immediately, they reached a side tunnel, but it was less than 15 yards in length, with a lower ceiling, ending in yet another blank wall of concrete.
Bullet holes. Look, big scars in the stone, around 4 feet from the floor.
JB took a few steps into the side turning, stooping to pick something up that was laid against the bottom of the wall. He held it out to the others.
A 9mm bullet. Got a different look. Not like most.
Equiloy.
Right. Hardly ever come across them. I think they must still have been sort of experimental when the big fire started burning.
What's so special about it, John? The coating's like plastic or...
Nylon. Self-lubricating.
Why's that?
Aluminum. From what I know about them, the idea was that the bullet was high velocity, but when it strikes a target, it checks momentum very quickly, so all of the kinetic energy goes flowing onward.
Devastating. We could do with a few hundred rounds of that. Must have had a massive effect on anyone who got in the way of it.
Mildred moved to the wall and ran her finger over the chipped holes.
You're right, Abe. They're bullet holes, all right.
I suspect that if you were to analyze that black substance that stains the floor, my dear doctor, you might well find that it is almost certainly human blood.
Mildred stooped and rubbed her finger over it.
Old, old blood, Doc. But you won't find me arguing with you over it. I'm guessing firing squad.
I fear that it was.
Everyone gathered around, surprised. The evidence of some quasi-official executions wasn't something that they'd come across before. It spoke of a violently traumatic episode in the last days or hours, as the sky grew dark with the foreign missiles, of a mutiny or a rebellion.
We'll never know.
Let's move on.
They passed an entrance or stairwell on the right, 70 paces farther along, but it had been sealed with shutters of sex steel. Without any Plasex or some grins, they had no way of opening them.
I'm getting bored. I thought these redoubts were treasure houses.
Nobody told you that. This one looks like they did a good number on evacuating it. Odds are we won't find anything.
Then we might as well make another jump and get out to someplace more interesting.
Patience, traitor. You used to say that a man who walks sees a whole lot more than a man who runs.
I did?
You did.
I'd like to check outside. Find out where the jump's taken us.
I'd like some sleep. I'm triple whacked.
Looks like there's another passage just ahead.
Vid cameras following us.
Jack pointed at the tiny boxes with the gleaming lenses that were suspended from the angle between wall and arched ceiling. They roamed ceaselessly back and forth, sending their pictures to some distant, unmanned sex center at the heart of the redoubt. They continued further down the corridor. A sign over the next door read, "Leaving Section 4, entering Section 5. It was a manual lock, a small silver button, arrowed for up and down.
Can I, Dad?
Sure.
Dean pressed the button, but nothing happened. He pressed it a second time.
First sign of malfunction.
So it is human after all.
Up to this point, Doc had still said nothing about Suki's absence, seeming to accept her last-second change of mind and disappearance. Ryan had picked up the heel of a woman's boot that had been lying inside the chamber and slipped it in his pocket. It had clearly come off of one of Suki's boots, and Ryan decided it would be better for Doc if he didn't see it, particularly as it seemed to have been sliced cleanly off halfway up by some unimaginable force. Dean was about to run ahead into the section in front of them.
Wait, Dean. Keep together.
There's some sort of feeling in here, lover.
What?
Not sure. Just a sort of background. I don't know, like a background hum of menace. It's both close and far away at the same time. Best be careful.
Should we go back?
No. Just take care.
It was what they'd hoped for. A self-contained area of the sprawling military complex with a 40-bed dormitory, kitchen, and ablution facilities. The sleeping arrangements were single bunk beds with plastic spring supports and shrink-wrapped mattresses. The kitchen area was totally hygienically clean, with nothing on any of the shelves or in any of the capacious range of polished steel cupboards. Water ran from the taps there, as well as in the shower and toilet sections. It was flat, recirculated water that Mildred pronounced probably safe to drink, though she commented on how poor the air quality was. JB and Jack quickly toured Section 5 and reported back.
Sec doors are locked at every exit. The only door open in the place seems to be the one between here and the gateway section. There's the vent grills in the bathhouse, but nothing larger than a rat could get through there. And it's too clean for rats.
No blasters or ammo?
Hey, some you lose and...
Don't lecture me, Lol.
I'm Abe, traitor.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
Can we go to bed, Dad?
Sure. Place is locked up tight, so there's no need to post a watch. You sense anything, Christy?
Still there. Insistent. Not human. But I've never felt anything quite like it. Definitely a sort of threat.
Since we can't get anywhere else, we use the beds. Then jump out of here in the morning. That way, nothing much can go wrong.
Abe had slept well. It was an odd experience to have a real bed for a night, with a real mattress. Most times, it was either rocks and dirt or a bare wooden floor. At first, the softness felt strange, but it eased the range of old knife and gunshot wounds that often gave Abe trouble. As he had dropped off, he wondered about Trader, remembering the burst of red-eyed rage that had been directed at him just before they all retired for the night, and the fact that Trader seemed to have so much trouble with his memory. Now Abe was aware of the pressure on his bladder from the amount of water he'd drunk before going to bed. He slowly rolled over onto his back, wiping his mustache. The overhead lights were still bright. It hadn't been possible to turn them off. JB had figured that there was probably a central control for them. The others were all sleeping soundly. Doc had chosen to take the bed farthest from the entrance. JB and Mildred were in adjacent beds. They were all bolted to the floor, making movement impossible. On the far side of the prone figure of young Jack, Trader clutched his Armalite, though most of the others had kept their blasters on the floor, close at hand. Abe got up, barefoot, and padded toward the closed door to the toilet and bath facilities. As he passed Dean's bed, he smiled fondly at the boy. Dean was sleeping on his back, looking even younger than his 11 years. Abe was struck by the strong resemblance between the lad and his father. Ryan slept in the bed closest to the entrance door, with Christy beside him. She had tied a strip of patterned material across her eyes to close out the dazzling lights, her hair burning like fire across the whiteness of the mattress. Abe was nearly at the door to the ablution facility, to Section 5 of the redoubt, already unbuttoning his pants, reaching inside, ready to take the leak he so badly needed. He took three steps inside, heading for the spotless porcelain stalls. The light in the bathroom, bouncing off the rows of mirrors, was even brighter, and Abe closed his eyes for a moment. Hearing an odd sound, Abe blinked open his eyes, squinting to see properly. His jaw dropped. Ryan was off the bed, gun in hand, and moving toward the screen before his conscious mind had recognized what had yanked him from sleep. JB was at his heels, fingers locked around the pistol grip of the folding butt 12-gauge. Trader was a heartbeat behind him, Armalite at the high port. Jack ran at his shoulder, then Christy, Dean, and Mildred. Doc lay flat on his bed, rubbing his eyes, unable to break his spirit free from the chains of the night. Ah! 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 Most of the bathroom facility was covered in dark brown fur.